This is Jen.
This is Kelsey.
And welcome to the first 50 pages.
I don't know about you, Jen, but I am looking forward to my vacation this summer. As much as I love my job, just like everybody, I am ready for a vacation.
I know. Having a break really does help to recharge your batteries. So whether you can sit poolside or enjoy some island living this summer, I think, finding a great book will help make your vacation all that much more enjoyable.
Yeah, it really kind of transports you away from, you know, Siouxland and the Midwest.
But if you're ready to escape from the ordinary.
Definitely.
Kelsey and I have some recommendations for you today.
Yeah. But before we dive into, you know, what we're taking on vacation, we thought it'd be kind of interesting to talk about what the definition of a beach read is. You know, it's very one of those contested definitions in the library world of what makes a beach read.
And I think for what makes a beach read, it really is up to the individual what works for them on the beach. But what do the experts say, Kelsey?
Sure. So, you know, being librarians, we have to research.
We have to have some sources.
So I actually found an article from Vogue where the editors all agree that a beach read is any book you look forward to reading when you finally have free time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I was like, that's the perfect definition.
Yep, they got it. Nailed it.
Yep, nailed it. Well, I suppose now it's the time we should probably jump into the three books we're taking on vacation. What do you think?
Tell me, Kelsey.
So, my romantic comedy, I've been waiting for this book to come out for like 6 months since we get all the, you know, the book magazines at the library. Like, you know, we kind of see like what do we want to order and all that.
It's a wish list.
Oh, definitely. So it's called The Flat Chair by Beth O'Leary. So, yeah, it's been on my list for at least 6 months. And it's about these two roommates who never actually meet because she works during the day and he works nights. So then it kind of tells this unlikely story of how they become friends. You know, they kind of have the fights over, you know, what leftovers are free game. You know, do you leave the toilet seat up? Do you put it down? You know, kind of all of those growing pains that you go through with having a relationship. And then it kind of begs the question, you know, is there something more there? Like, can your roommate, whom you've never met, be your soulmate?
I'm hooked.
How about you, Jen?
The one that I'm going to dive into first that I'm most excited to read is City of Girls by Elizabeth Gilbert. And I actually do have it as an audiobook, but I'm thinking I'm picking it up as a print book. I'm not sure. But the narrator for the audiobook is supposed to be fabulous, so I'm torn. Maybe I'll do both. I'll read it and I'll listen to it.
Yeah, like a picture book that, you know, that comes with the audio CD. You can just listen and follow along at the same time.
So City of Girls is steamy historical fiction. The character is spirited, and it's been mentioned, kind of reviewed on the Today Show, on CBS This Morning, on Weekend Edition, on NPR. And it's about a 19-year-old in the 1940s who flunks out of Vassar College, and her well-to-do conservative parents ship her off to live with her aunt in Manhattan, who owns and runs a ragtag theater in Midtown. And there's a lot of musical and city references, which, you know, I'm a big fan of. So I think the setting is really going to transport me, you know, to a different time and place. But Booklist says, reading City of Girls is pure bliss, thanks to its spirited characters, crackling dialogue, rollicking yet affecting storylines, genuinely erotic scenes, and sexual intelligence, suspense, and incisive truths. Gilbert's beguiling blend of comedy and gravitas brings to mind other smart, funny, nimble, and vital novels about early or mid-20th century women swimming against the tide. So I'm totally in the mood for that.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be a perfect beach read.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's one I'm diving into first, my steamy historical fiction.
Well, yeah. Heck, I'm going to have to add it to my list now.
It just came out in June.
I'm going to end up taking 6 books. You know, we say 3, and then it'll be 6, and then it'll be 10. I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't have time to read all these. So, switching gears from my, you know, nice, quirky, romantic comedy, I had to throw a thriller in there.
You have to have a thriller on vacation.
So the thriller or suspense work that I am taking with me is actually a debut this year. It just came out. It's called My Lovely Wife, and it's by Samantha Downing. So it's kind of about this couple that, you know, their love story is simple. You know, they met, they fell in love, they had kids, they moved to the suburbs. They told each other their biggest dreams and their darkest secrets. And then they kind of got bored. So, you know, they kind of look like a normal couple. They're, you know, what we consider like our neighbors to be, the parents of your kid's friend. They're totally not. You know, they're the acquaintance that you keep meaning to get dinner with. But then, you know, we all kind of have our secrets, and especially, you know, there's secrets to keeping a marriage alive, and theirs just happens to be getting away with murder. Ooh. I know. So sounds it kind of like has all that psychological suspense, the whole unreliable narrator, twisted characters, that kind of intensifying pace that kind of just, like, creeps up on you. And then, you know, throw in a good disturbing tone for good measure, so.
Yes, and it has wife in the title. So
it
right
does.
Now what I'm observing is that if a book has wife or girl in the title, it's a psychological suspense.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I would say at least 8 out of 10.
Yeah, for sure. If it says wife or girl, you got psychological suspense.
And then you're also taking psychological suspense.
I am, and my pick is The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides.
Oh.
And I'm picking this book because someone at the library recommended that I read it. She said she read it in 8 hours. Awesome. And so we have similar reading tastes. And so I'm like, it's definitely on my list. Unfortunately, it's on everybody else's list, too. So there are a few people on hold for it because it's been getting a lot of great press. Publishers Weekly has said that this edgy, intricately plotted psychological thriller establishes the author as a major player in the field. And I think this is actually his debut.
Nice.
As well. The description of the book, you were like, The Silent Patient, what's it about? A therapist becomes dangerously obsessed with uncovering the truth about what prompted his client, an artist who refuses to speak, to violently murder her husband in a way that triggers mass public speculation.
Oh.
Which the further reviews are a little more detailed, but I don't like to read too much about a thriller because I don't want to give too much away.
Somebody's going to put a spoiler in there. Like,
somebody's
you're going through Goodreads or Amazon. Somebody's going to ruin it.
So I'm like, yep, comes highly recommended. A lot of buzz. This is my trend pick for the summer.
Like, I am sold. I am reading it.
This is the trend read for me for the summer.
And then for me, for my vacation, since I have to make the long road trip back to Wisconsin, which is at least an 8-hour drive, I figured I had to have an audiobook on my list.
If you are traveling in a car this summer, get an audiobook. If you haven't traveled with an audiobook, it will change your whole perspective in driving.
Oh, yeah. Makes it go a lot faster.
And there are family-friendly audiobooks that the whole family can listen to. You know, if you've never listened to Harry Potter as an audiobook, it will make your vacation awesome.
Yeah, totally.
You know, no one will say, are we there yet? You'll be sitting in the driveway, you know, or the parking lot of the hotel trying to finish your chapter.
Yeah, and you maybe won't have to play the picnic A to Z game 16 times on your trip.
Or the license plate game.
Or isn't there like that animal game where it's like A to Z? You can basically do A to Z anything.
Yes.
Definitely. I would rather listen to an audiobook for sure.
Yes, we always do billboards. Like you have to find the letter on the billboard. That gets pretty heated because then it's like, who saw it first?
Right. Yeah. Then you're like, then you could have fights in the car. Then there might be the silent treatment. And
then you inevitably are pulling over the car until people can
behave
themselves again.
An audiobook will help you avoid all of that.
Yes.
All of that. So for me, I thought I would change things up a little bit because I am still listening to some teen series on audio, but I wanted to, you know, finally listen to one that's been on my list. So it came out back in September, so it's not exactly new, but it's Transcription by Kate Atkinson.
I've heard about that book.
I know. It's kind of been low-key on my list, and I loved her Jackson Brody books and, you know, some of her other books like Life After Life. I was like, oh, you know, I've been meaning to read it, and I was like, well, I'll just listen to it. You know, I'll have plenty of time in the car.
Plenty of time on your way to Wisconsin.
Yeah. And it kind of drew me in, like, the very first little bit of the description is it's a dramatic story of World War II espionage, betrayal, and loyalty.
Mm.
So like right there, I'm sold. So it's about 18-year-old Juliet Armstrong, who in 1940 is reluctantly recruited into MI5, into this obscure department. So she's tasked with monitoring the comings and goings of British fascist sympathizers.
Mm-hmm.
She discovers the work to be truly tedious, you know, but also terrifying.
Sure.
But after the war has ended, she presumes the events of those years have been relegated to the past forever. I would probably think the same thing.
Yeah.
But 10 years later, and now a radio producer at the BBC, she's unexpectedly confronted by figures from her past. A different war is being fought now, on a different battleground, but Juliet finds herself once more under threat. A bill of reckoning is due, and she finally begins to realize that there is no action without consequences.
Sounds amazing. So you can also probably anticipate that Kelsey and I are going to come away from vacation with at least one check it out.
For sure. Hopefully for sure. This turns into some check it outs.
Hopefully. Hopefully we'll have some amazing books to share with you when we come back. The last book that I'm bringing with me is a nonfiction title. And I always feel like nonfiction, if you're traveling with someone, you know, and you're spending a lot of quality time, whether it's with your family or your spouse, it gives you something to talk about. Because it's hard to tell somebody about the fiction novel that you're reading because you've already been so invested in the story and the characters. When you're reading nonfiction, you can be like, did you know about this? You know, did you hear about this? Or it just brings up interesting conversation pieces. So the nonfiction title, and this is actually one of my most anticipated books that's been on my reading list this year, is Furious Hours, Murder, Fraud, and the Last Trial of Harper Lee by Casey Sepp. And this book documents the remarkable story of 1970s Alabama serial killer Willie Maxwell and the true crime book on the Deep South's racial politics and justice system that consumed Harper Lee in the years after To Kill a Mockingbird. So I love To Kill a Mockingbird. I'm not a scholar on Harper Lee by any means, but in kind of reading the reviews of this book, she was trying to, you know, had attempted to write a fiction novel, or they actually said that she did write a fiction novel called The Reverend, but then that manuscript was never found. I don't know if she destroyed it. Well, they said it's extensively researched, and this is essential reading for anyone interested in Lee and American literary history. So I'd like to know more, and I think it would have some really great... True crime is always interesting conversation, especially, you know, when you're on vacation. That just interests me.
Yeah, true crime just has, like, another layer to it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because it's true. It's not fiction. It's true.
It is not
That's really happened.
Fiction.
Did you know? These things really happened.
So... Now that you know what Jen and I are taking on vacation, we challenge you to stop by the Sioux City Public Library to pick up some books for your vacation, whether they're audiobooks, graphic novels, short stories, novellas, whatever trips your trigger as being a beach read this summer.
And your library card gives you access to downloadable ebooks and audiobooks through the Libby or the Overdrive apps. And if you want help with that, we do tech consultations at the library. You can come in and get some one-on-one help and how to make that work. So we will get you set up for your vacation.
Yep, you will not have to worry. Your vacation does not need to be stressful about what you're going to read.
It does not. But if you want to read The Silent Patient, you should get on the hold list now. There might be a short wait because everybody wants to read it.
This is Kelsey.
And this is Jen.
And thank you for listening to the first 50 pages.